بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أحصى كل شيء عددا ورفع بعض خلقه على بعض فكانوا طرائق قددا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا، ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولا يكون أبدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، أكرم به عبدا سيدا وأعظم به حبيبا مؤيدا، فما أزكاه أصلا ومحتدا، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه صلاة دائمة وسلاما مؤبدا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لا يفرك مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers and elders, it is the promise and the declaration of the Quran that amongst the signs that reflect the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah has created for you from amongst yourselves a spouse and a partner. Then very categorically the Quran highlights the object and the fundamental benefit of this marriage, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may find comfort, solace and serenity in your partner. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ الدَّلَّةِ عَلَى قُدْرَتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah has placed between this couple mawadda and rahma. Mawadda is love and rahma is mercy. The scholars say that love generally translates itself in the initial part of the marriage, while rahma and mercy plays its part in the latter time. On a lighter note, they say marriage seems very simple in the beginning. All you need is a few love cards, two love cards and a diamond in the beginning. It's like a card game. All you need in the beginning is two loves and a diamond. And when you come towards the end, you wish you had a club and a spade. So the Quran promises that if our marriage is based on fundamental Islamic principles, the Islamic guidelines are there to take care of your marriage in the beginning and at the end. So your entire marriage process will be governed by Sharia. And the promise of Allah is Allah has placed mawadda and rahma, love and mercy in that union. If that mercy and love and bond and affection is missing, there is something fundamentally wrong. When we were doing this hadith under the auspices of our great scholar, Mufti Radawul Haq, Hafidhahumullah, لَمْ يُرَى لِلْمُتَحَبَّيْنِ مِثْلُ النِّكَاحِ, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not see two strangers bond with one another like the bond that is created through marriage. And then he told us, Mufti Saab is a great poet also, he told us that if someone has to tell you, your teacher has compiled this poem regarding marriage, and he said, nikah hai aqde masnu duke dil ka marham, that nikah is aqde masnoon, it's a sunnah practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's the cure to a wounded heart. So if somebody has to tell you what's the proof of this, you present this hadith of Ibn Majah Sharif that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will not see anything being bring through two strangers together like how nikah that is done on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring two strangers together. And the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah will place love and mercy. If that love and mercy is missing, then certainly we are doing something incorrectly. Today, unfortunately, the only type of love that's left in the marriages, it's on adverts. Nothing much beyond that. Ali radiallahu anhu said, لَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّذِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ إِنَّ الْيَتِيمَ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. Not only that child is an orphan who has lost his biological father, even that child is an orphan who is bereft of Islamic conduct and Islamic values. Today there are two types of, just as they are in the light of these couplets, there are two types of orphans. Today we live in a world where there are two types of homeless people. One is a homeless man that does not have shelter above his head. And the second category of homeless people, which many people across the globe are victim of, is they have the most palatial home to retire to, But there's absolutely no peace, serenity and comfort in that home. That's the two type of homeless people we deal with. One is a man that does not have shelter above his head, and one is the man that has the most exclusive shelter above his head, but that house cannot provide for him comfort and serenity. They say if your Saturday and Sunday does not excite you, you need to change your friends. And if your Monday does not motivate you, you need to change your occupation. And if your Monday is too exciting, then there's something wrong in your marriage. If you're anxiously waiting for Monday, there's something wrong in your marriage. When we study the verses of the Quran, there are three abodes that the Quran refers to as a place of comfort and serenity for a human. Number one, هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا. The night. Allah has made the night such that it's a calm time. It's a relaxing time. Number two, the second one is your spouse and your partner. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Sukoon, so that you might find sukoon. And the third one is your home. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. One tafsir of sakana is an about to stay. كُلُّ مَا عَلَاكَ فَأَظَلَّكَ فَهُوَ سَقْفٌ وَكُلُّ مَا أَقَلَّكَ فَهُوَ أَرْضٌ وَكُلُّ مَا سَتَرَكَ مِنْ جِهَاتِكَ الْأَرْبَعُ فَهِيَ جِدَارٌ فَإِذَا اتَّصَلَتْ وَانْتَظَمَتْ فَهُوَ بَيْتٌ. That's the definition of the home that Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi gives. The second tafsir of sakana, it's an abode of peace and comfort. So if you look at it, when a man retires to home at night in the company of his partner, that's the combination of all forms of happiness. If that's the most miserable part of our day, we are seriously doing something incorrect. The promise of the Quran can never go wrong. So a third of your comfort is in the night, a third is in your partner, and a third is in your home. So the combination of all three when you retire home with your family in the evening. And if that's the time that we are dreading, something wrong. Inshallah, in our brief time, we share a few principles that will grant us barakah and happiness in our marriage, inshallah. Number one, when we enter home, to ensure that we enter with a smile and with salam. This is a prophetic teaching, and it is obviously a means of divinely attracting the barakat and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come home, dhahankan basama. That's the description given, with a broad smile. Ikhla' humumuka. Humumaka عند الباب كما تخلع عليك. The scholars say just as you come and you remove your shoes or you drop your bag, in the very same way leave your stress at the door. This innocent family has been waiting for you in the entire day. They are not deserving of the stress of your entire day. They need love care. So just leave your stress by the door. Number two, ensure that you offer the salam. There's a beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Anas radiyallahu anhu, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ بَيْتَكَ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ يَكُونُ بَرَكَةً عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ. Oh my young boy, when you enter your home, ensure that you offer the salam. This will be a means of divinely attracting the blessings of Allah for you and for the household members of that home. Now what's this? This is the divine prophetic formula to attract the barakat of Allah. It's a simple practice. I read in one book, one scholar said that a nikah, a marriage was saved simply because the husband was advised to make salam when entering the home. And he commenced the practice and he found, mashallah, Allah restored love in the marriage. When that scholar, that sheikh had initially advised him, make salam, he said, Hazrat, you don't know what's my problem. I'm talking serious things. You're telling me to make salam. Come on, be real. He said, practice this. This is the formula of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to attract blessings. He came back after a few days. He said, mashallah, things are like newly married. So we enter with a smile and we offer the salam. There is another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the devil dispatches his army, and they come to a person's home, and the person does not take the name of Allah and does not offer salam, the devil tells his people, أَدْرَكْتُمُ الْمَبِيتِ. Your lodging is sorted out, we will stay here tonight. But when a person offers the salam and takes the name of Allah, لا مبيت لكم ولا عشاء. There's no food for you, there's no lodging for you. Go find another abode. So by ensuring that we offer the salam, this is a means of fortifying us and protecting us from the influences of shaitan. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the understanding, inshallah. Number two, the second very important advice for all of us regarding our marriages is to ensure that we are always polite in our speech. This is a very, very important advice. To ensure that we are always polite and gentle in our speech. Study the entire seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never offended anybody. Many a time in our marriages we say, oh, it's just a joke, why are you taking it so serious? No, it's not a joke. A joke is something, the definition of a joke is something that both parties enjoy. If one is having a laugh and a scoff out of it and the other one is feeling insulted, that's not a joke. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Oh, you who believe, be conscious of Allah and utter that which is correct. Utter that which is polite, gentle, upright. Sadida includes within it every form of noble speech. The promise of Allah, if we are polite and courteous and upright in our speech, what's the promise of the Quran? يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah will reform for you your matters. The scholars of tafsir write, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ is not exclusive to dini matters. It includes the mundane affairs of our life as well as our marital lives. So Allah will reform for you your matters in deen and dunya when your speech is upright and correct. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the importance of the tongue and the preservation of the tongue, Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu said, وَهَلْ نُؤَخَذُ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, will we be taken to task for that which we utter? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Mu'adh, you are a great scholar, I thought you would have known this. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Majority of the inhabitants of Jahannam will end up in Jahannam because of the misuse of the tongue. There's an authentic narration of a person that uttered one word that displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did he say? وَاللَّهِ لَا يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِفُلَانَ. I swear by Allah, this person will not be forgiven. Allah said, who are you to take an oath on my name that I will not forgive? I have forgiven the one that you said will not go to Jannah. And all your good has been destroyed. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu commentating on this said, تَكَلَّمَ بِكَلِمَةٍ أَوْ بَقَتْ دُنْيَاهُ وَآخِرَتَهُ. He uttered something that literally destroyed his dunya and akhirat. Bukhari Sharif Kitab al-Riqaq narration, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ. At times a person utters something that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not even pay much importance to his statement. He said something that pleased Allah. Any form of speech that pleases Allah. Even to your wife, something that makes her happy. Who knows, that could be the moment that Allah is pleased with that speech. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he does not pay much importance to this. Because of this statement, Allah becomes so pleased with him that Allah decides his entry into Jannah. On what? Just the tongue. There's a beautiful example in the marital life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Safiya radiyallahu anha comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen to this attentively. It's a very beautiful narration. And one of the co-wives, one of the honorable consorts of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it somewhat used a derogatory term in reference to Safiya radiyallahu anha. And she said, oh, the daughter of a Jew. Obviously not in the most appealing way. So Safiya radiyallahu anha felt very disheartened and she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when she came, her emotions were shattered. Al-mar'atu hassasatun. A woman is created very sensitive. And as husbands, we have to be cognizant and conscious of the sentiments of our wives. I read this narration this morning. Aisha radiallahu anha says that I prepared for the Prophet صَنَعْتُ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَرِيرَةً, some pudding. And I came and presented it to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Sauda radiallahu anha, it was Ghaliban that was there present. And then I offered her as well. فَقُلْتُ لَهَا كُلِي. I said, why don't you join us? But she refused. So I said, لَتَأْكُلِنَّ أَوْ لَأَلْتَخَنَّ وَجْهَكِ. I'm telling you nicely, eat from this pudding, or otherwise the whole thing will be on your face. Now these are two co-wives. So she said, no, I don't want to eat. So Aisha radiallahu anha took her hand, placed it in the pudding, and sent it on the face of Sauda radiallahu anha. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seen this. These are two women with their emotions. So this is the greatest of Allah's creation, the paragon of Allah's creation. You're not talking of an ordinary husband. This is Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the hand of Sauda, dipped it in the pudding, and said, now you have a go at her. Allahu Akbar. And then Sauda radiallahu anha took it, and she slapped it on the face of Aisha radiallahu anha. Now, if we become too buzroog at that time, astaghfirullah, you're wasting this pudding. There's people dying outside hungry. This is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is the emotions of the woman and there is a way of dealing with it. Take it easy. Then Umar radiallahu anhu happens to come past the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hears the voice of that Umar radiallahu anhu is nearby. He tells them both, Quma faghsila wujuhakuma. Go and wash up, Umar is coming. Aisha radiallahu anhu said, when I heard that, I realized the awe of Umar that Allah's Nabi said, okay, time for jokes is over now, move, Umar is coming. So I was mentioning that narration of Safiya radiallahu anha. She came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam broken and shattered. A ibnatu yahudiyin ana ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, is it correct for someone to call me and address me by saying, oh, the daughter of a Jew? Now before I continue with the hadith, before we progress with the hadith, put yourself in the very same scenario. Your wife comes to you and says, somebody called me with this term. What would our response be? But my darling, you know, honestly, I don't want to lie. Your father is like that. What can I do? You don't want me to lie, right? It's wrong to lie in Islam. I can't lie. Now, if your father is a miser, I mean, he didn't say anything wrong, did he? A ibnatu yahudiyin ana ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, is it correct for someone to call me like that? Look at the response, subhanallah. This was the golden touch of nubuwah. That charisma of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That golden... The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, forget what they are saying. Innaki la ibnatu nabiyyin, wa innaki tahta nabiyyun, wa inna ammaki nabiyyun, fa fima al-fakhru alayk. Safiya, ignore what they are saying. Listen to what I have to say. What is it, O Nabi of Allah? You are the daughter of a prophet. Your uncle was a prophet. And you wedded the greatest of Allah's prophets. Who can be better than you? She came shattered and she left in a way that was perhaps the greatest word she heard in her life of motivation. You are from the descendants of Musa alayhi salam. So your father Musa is a prophet. Your uncle Harun is a prophet. And you are married to the greatest of Allah's prophets. Subhanallah. That's the power of speech. Study the advisors of Luqman Hakim, Luqman the wise. Repeatedly in his advices is the importance of the preservation of the tongue. This is something that commons, that features common across all his advices. Correct the use of the tongue. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with Aisha radiallahu anha. Inni la a'lamu idha kunti anni radiyatan wa idha kunti alayya ghadba. Look at the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha, I know very well when you are angry with me and when you are pleased with me. It's a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. So she said, how do you know, Nabi of Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you are pleased and you want to take an oath, la wa rabbi Muhammad. I take an oath in the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you are displeased, la wa rabbi Ibrahim. I take an oath in the name of the Lord of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now,
Just put understand the status of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Aisha is taking an oath on the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know you're the most superior prophet. You're the greatest of Allah's creation. Okay, you can take Ibrahim alayhi salam's name, I mean, if you wish, but just for your information, this Quran was revealed on me. Ya ayyuhal muddathir is speaking about me. Ya ayyuhal muzammil is me. Ya ayyuhal nabiyyu inna arsalnaka is me. Shahidan is me. Mubashiran is me. Nadiran is me. Da'iyan ila Allahi bi idnihi is me. Siraja munira. These ayat are all making... So Aisha, in case you forgot my name, just read the Quran, you'll find it in there. No. Aisha, I know when you are pleased with me and when you are displeased with me. When am I pleased with you? When you say, La wa Rabbi Muhammad. Look at the response of Aisha. This is love. لا أهجر إلا اسمك يا رسول الله. Nabi of Allah, forgive me, but all I did was I omitted your name. Your love is always in my heart. That's what the commentators have written. أي أهجر اسمك مدة غضبي ولكن المحبة القوية ثابتة في قلبي دائما. There's strong love in my heart for you all the time. So the correct use of the tongue. Be very polite in your tongue. Number three, and we end with this inshallah, ensure that you overlook the faults of your partner. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believer does not despise his wife. If she has something that displeases him, certainly he will find something else that pleases him. So you will not find a tick in every box. You're not going to find any woman that is, just as we are not perfect, our wives cannot be perfect. You're looking for that perfect, it's not going to happen. It's not possible in this worldly life. So overlook. Mirza Jane Jana Rahmatullah Alayh, a very great saint of his time. We sit, mashallah, in front of a sheikh here. This masjid has been witness to the great Maha Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. It really gives a person a shiver to stand in this masjid years later. And in front of Hazrat, even more difficult. I just recently heard that clip of few dreams of Maulana Yunus Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. As the country, we are fortunate to live in the country that this man set his foot on. Allah fill his qabr with noor, inshallah. And Allah reward Hazrat Maulana Naeem Saab abundantly. What Maulana Yunus Saab rahmatullah alayhi seen in Hazrat Maulana, one of the two khulafa, Allah ta'ala elevate his stages, inshallah, and grant him the highest abode in Jannah. This masjid, the people of this area are very, very fortunate. We make dua that Allah ta'ala keeps Maulana's barakat with us, inshallah, and preserve Hazrat Maulana Naeem Saab, inshallah. We end briefly on this note. Hazrat Mirza Jane Jana Rahmatullah Alayhi, a very great saint of his time. So, but he was very, very sensitive. The king of the time would also come and visit him and seek his advices. One day the king came to visit him. And after the king felt thirsty in the room, he stood up, he took some water and he put the glass back. But he did not put the glass back in its initial positioning. So it was slightly crooked. And Hazrat was very sensitive, that already headache. And he remained seated for some time. And then he said, Hazrat, can I leave permission? So Hazrat said, by all means, can I send a khadim to look after you? Hazrat said, you've been made my head sore for the last so long. What will your khadim do to me? So that's how sensitive his nature was. So one day, one of his murids came to visit him and said, I'm looking for Hazrat. And Hazrat's wife, Appa, lashed out on him. Which Hazrat you talking about? There's no Hazrat that stays. You got a wrong address. I read in an Urdu kitab, Usko salawate sunana shuru kar di. She took, I don't know who you're talking about. There's no pious person. You got a wrong address. Go. So he returned and he said, Hazrat, I went to your home and this is what happened. Mirza Jane Jana Rahmatullah Alayhi said, now I will divulge my secret to you. I enjoy this closeness that I enjoy with Allah exclusively because of the sabr and tolerance I have at home with my partner. This closeness that I have with Allah is because of my sabr at home. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability, inshallah, to implement these advices. Number one, we enter the house with the salam and we are polite in our speech. This politeness in speech is very important. On the lighter note, very quickly, they say that this woman looked at herself in the mirror, obese, full of acne on the face, short. So she looked at the husband, she said, honey, tell me something positive. Obese, short, acne, tell me something positive. Husband said, darling, there's nothing wrong with your eyesight. You're seeing yourself properly. You're seeing yourself properly. This man bought for his wife a brand new car. And he said, honey, how's the car moving? So she said, no, I'm not too impressed. What's the problem? I wanted 0 to 100 in 5 seconds. So the husband said, get onto the scale, you'll see 0 to 100 in 5 seconds. This is something that's very common. Study the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will not find one example where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam offended anyone. If we just take this message from today's Jumu'ah, inshallah, believe me, we've achieved a lot. That inshallah, in my entire life, I will ensure that I will not utter anything that is offending or insulting to anyone. Say, I mean, inshallah, brothers. One man told me, he said, Malana, I bought a car, and in 2 minutes, I seen two different types of people. I was sitting in the car, one person came by, mashallah, the car really suits you, Allah give you barakah. A polite word, something nice to say. That's all. And 2 minutes later, somebody else came. Oh, now you're driving a Mercedes, you can't greet us anymore. Two different people, two different approaches. So make this commitment, inshallah, that I will never ever utter anything that will displease someone or insult anyone. Say, inshallah, brothers. And finally, we spoke about the importance of overlooking. May Allah Ta'ala grant all our marriages happiness, inshallah. I'm here for my friend's nikah. May Allah Ta'ala grant his marriage also happiness, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala preserve our honorable Hazrat Maulana Saab and the people of this community, inshallah.